Hello.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to season three.
Oh, yeah, season three,
2018.
I know.
A whole new year worth of exciting stuff that we've got to talk to you about.
Very exciting stuff.
Starting with, someone was so excited, they just blurted it out already.
Quirkuary,
which is Quirky's birthday month.
Yes.
So, as y'all know, or some of you may not, when it's one of our birthdays that month, we get to choose the topic.
Yep.
And you'll remember we've had a couple of Neilvembers.
Yes.
Now, and this is the second Quirkuary, and for today you have chosen...
I've chosen a really simple topic.
Mm-hmm.
It is bands from the 1980s, that era, that decade, 1980s, that are a bit obscure.
And also Australian.
And also Australian.
Yeah.
Yep, so Australian, 1980s, obscure bands.
Yeah. That doesn't narrow the scope down at all for me.
No, it'll be so many people. And I was actually surprised at how many there was when I just did a brainstorm and then went back and checked. So I've managed to narrow it down. Some of them weren't obscure.
I know. I admit that. That was my first question to you when you first came up with this topic. What do you mean by obscure? And would these bands like being called obscure?
Probably not, because it's probably not necessarily a compliment.
Mm.
Well, I think it is a compliment because... it's about being a little bit different, a little bit quirky and a little bit odd and not mainstream. So not to suit what everybody else is kind of going through. And I know that there's a couple of bands, there's a couple of artists here that may be more sort of mainstream.
They did have a few mainstream songs.
Yeah, and that's all okay. It's not saying they can't be, but there's a real quirk to them that makes them distinctive around that particular period of time, which, as you and I've talked about many, many times, the 1980s was a very eclectic period where you could actually... pretty much any choice of music you wanted, it was there available, and you could probably go see it live as well.
Yes.
So this is kind of reflecting a little bit of that quirkiness, but some of them are a bit more obscure than others.
Okay.
But yeah.
Right.
Yeah? Okay with that? Is that an okay definition?
I think we're okay with that. So.
So we're going to start with probably the least obscure band.
Yeah, probably.
Yep. Actually, now that I'm looking through it, probably the least obscure band. But a, you know, relatively obscure song. So we're starting off at number 12 with The Models.
Yes.
And Big on Love is the song.
Yes.
So it's not one of their mainstream songs, so...
This was the one where I said, I don't think I've heard this. And then I played it and went, this!
You definitely know it. So Modern Love and...
Barbados.
And there's a few songs that they'll
pick. Out of Mind, Out of Sight.
Yes. Yep. Perfect. Yeah, well done.
Yep.
So they, I really like the Models, that they're a little bit odd, and they're also probably one of my girlfriends growing up from school. Helen, hi Helen, hope you're listening. One of her favourite bands of all time, so I heard the Models a lot growing up, because she would play them a fair bit.
Because James Freud also had a little bit of either a solo career or he did some side projects.
Yes, he did.
Afterwards.
Yeah, he definitely did, so some solo career afterwards.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I particularly like about James Freud is the titles of his autobiographies. Two.
What
did I write one?
Why would you write two?
So he wrote the first one, which is called I Am the Voice Left from Drinking.
Which is a line from Barbados.
It is. Yeah. A perfect line from Barbados. And then he wrote a second one because I'm the voice left from rehab. So that's probably why.
Okay, personal journey.
Yeah, I think so.
And what, 5 years later?
Although I just purchased Drew Barrymore's autobiography, Wildfire, and I tried to get the one that she'd done before, which was Little Girl Lost.
Mm.
But yeah, anyway. Maybe it's a thing to do. Two autobiographies, one's not enough.
Oh, wow. I feel so inadequate.
You better get started.
I haven't even done one. No.
You better get started.
Okay, noted. I'll put that in my action items. Autobiography.
So number 11.
Number 11.
So this band you'd never heard of, yeah?
No. Never in my life.
So this is probably the epitome of obscure.
Yeah.
So this band's called Ups and Downs. So Dwayne will know who this band is. And the song is called Where Is the Sun. They remind me very much of kind of like the Sunny Boys. They're very Sunny Boys kind of sound to them. And the Stems, which are later in the list.
Yep.
But they've got that kind of sound to them.
Yeah.
I really like the way they construct their songs. I think that they feel otherworldly. They feel like they're in a place that's not here. They feel like they're a different dimension.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of like the way that they do them. I did see them many years later, so I think just last year or maybe the year before, where they were the backup band for Painters and Dockers. And so don't feel bad that you know them. Nobody else knew them either except me. So it went with like 5 other people, and apart from Trev, who would have to know them because he's married to me, nobody else knew who they were at all. And pretty much the whole audience had no idea who they were. Wow. I was having a massive fangirl moment in the corner all by myself.
And in fact, yeah, when Painters and Gockers came, you probably walked out and went, yeah, I didn't come to see you. Get off.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was lots of baldy men wearing their Doc Martens out. So it was a very interesting event to go to anyway. But ups and downs of Painters and Gockers, like, diametrically opposed musically. So it was an odd combo anyway.
Hmm.
And I bought the tickets to go and see Ups and Downs. Yeah. My brother bought the tickets to see Painters and Dockers. So, you know, anyway, one of those things. But yes, I quite like them.
Hmm.
They weren't terribly prolific. The next one, number 10, is Boys Next Door. And we have had this song before.
We have had this song before, so how did this get in? Because well, that's usually one of our rules.
It is usually one of our rules.
Except during November and Quirkuary, yeah, we kind of can
do whatever
thumb
we
our
want.
Nose at that rule.
Yep.
Just for that month.
Yep, absolutely.
Yep.
And as you know, I love this song for the starting lyrics, which is always contemplating suicide.
Yeah.
But I decided it didn't fit my style. And so that's the reason why I love this song. It also features on Dogs in Space, which is the Michael Hutchinson movie.
Hutchinson.
Oh, did I? Did a little, adding some extra syllables he probably didn't need.
Yeah. No, I love this song too.
Yeah.
And it is, and of course, the Screaming Jets have also had a great cover of it too, which, as we say, any song, but it's a very depressing song, which is why I love it.
Yeah, okay. So I think it's funny. So that's the part that...
I don't think it's supposed to be funny, but... No, it is.
Maybe it's not. And I love the cleverness of the lyrics. I love it when people do clever lyrics.
Mm. Yes.
Whew. So, number 9.
Number 9.
Huxton Creepers.
One of your faves.
One of my favourites.
They are one of your
faves. They make
me
smile every time I think of the Huxton Creepers.
Mm.
And when I was listening to Quirkuary 2017, because I remembered at the end of Quirkuary 2017, I said, this is my next topic.
Yeah.
But I didn't write it down. I had to go back and listen to it again. Which was actually good fun. Like, I listened to it and we did talk about the Huxton Creepers then and how I was so disappointed they weren't on the list.
Because they don't start with the.
They don't start with the.
But you always call them the Huxton Creepers.
Yeah, it's like a... Maybe it's like an affectionate tone that I give them. If I give it a the in front of you, it means I really like it. The Neil Lithgow.
Thank you. The Christina Milner. Yes.
The song that I've chosen from the Huxton Creepers is Happy Days. I had about 4 or 5 in my head and I wrote down about 3 of them. But Happy Days is the light. It's joyful. And in my head, I'm even thinking that how it goes right now. It's like, happy days are here again. But not in that sort of a tone. It's a slightly different thing anyway.
Yep.
The two albums they had, which I also liked, because they kind of had like a serial effect to them. So they had 12 Days to Paris and then So This Is Paris. So it's really quite a connected sort of story that goes through their albums. I really like
Did they end up going to Paris? Or was that actually based on a true story?
I don't know, actually. I didn't find that out in my research. But maybe I should find out in my research.
Oh, my God.
I know. So Huxton Creepers, Happy Days.
Mm.
Beautiful joyful song.
Number 8.
Weddings, parties, anything. I learned something new. Actually, I relearned something. Hey, what do you mean when you forget something and then remember it again? Is that just like relearning something?
I'm not sure there's a word for that.
Okay.
Anyway.
So, when I was looking them up to make sure, I had to make sure they're all in the 1980s. These were 1980s and kind of went into the 90s a little bit, the weddings, parties, anything. By the way, the song is Ticket in Tats. And I'll talk a little bit more about that song in a sec.
Hmm.
But firstly, I wanted to talk about their name. I found out that their name came from a Clash song, Revolution Rock, which I'd remembered and then forgotten. And so when I saw it again, I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember that.
I remember that.
A Ticket in Tats is a very joyful song. It's about having such a good day that it feels like you've got a ticket in Tats or Tats Lotto, and all these really cool things are happening to you in that day.
Tats Lotto or just Lotto. Tats Lotto is only a Victorian thing.
I found
this when I moved up to New South Wales 24 years ago, that when I'd said something about Tats Lotto, people just looked at me and went, do you mean Lotto?
Like just Lotto.
Oh, is it just called Tats Lotto in Victoria? Okay, great. Learn something new. Language difference, all good, got it, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he has a lottery ticket, and that's what he sort of talks about, so just...
Well, he's just, yeah, I think the words are, he's saying, I don't have much money at all, here's what I do with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
And, but I feel like I've got it. ticket in Tats.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, it's the hope that goes with all the lotteries. Absolutely. Which is, you know, what they prey on. That's their main kind of selling point.
Oh, yeah.
You're buying hope.
Yeah, absolutely. That is what you're buying. So the other thing that I really like about Weddings, Parties, Anything is they have very real song. So there you go. Weddings, Parties, Anything, ticket in Tats.
Nice, nice. Number seven. I did like this band back in the day.
Back in the day.
So I was glad that they made it to the list.
I saw you grooving when you were checking them out.
I know. You can't help yourself. Bachelors from Prague is the group we're talking about.
Yep.
They are very funky, very groovy. Big band feel
big band
to them.
Sound,
there's
lots of brass.
Horn, brass. Yeah, yeah. They got it all going on.
Yep, definitely.
And very funky head, that lead singer.
Yes.
What's his name?
Henry Mass,
yes.
Yeah, and he's got an incredibly deep voice.
He does a lot of strange things with his voice too.
Yeah.
Like, any kind of weird things while he sings, which I think is really interesting as well.
Yeah, which is perfect.
Yes, A Theory of Relativity was the song.
Yeah, so the song is, Bachelors of Prague, The Theory of Relativity. And it talks about all sorts of different things about, you know, it doesn't actually ever say within the song, which is one of the other things that I kind of like about Bachelors of Prague. They don't always say, this, you know, this is the name of the song and here it is.
Yeah.
But they talk about different scenarios and how it's all relative. So it's really quite cool. And you get to see his beautiful, deep and nuanced voice, so he can do lots of different things about the band. Blah, 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 blah. It's quite beautiful.
Good fun. And even some of these bands that I had heard of but wouldn't know many of their songs, I probably subconsciously I've seen them on a poster for a pub somewhere.
Yeah.
So, you know, growing up in Melbourne, there are always lots of these bands playing. In fact, the first time I heard of Bachelors from Prague, first time I saw them, they were on Hey Hey It's Saturday.
Oh, wow.
So they went mainstream.
They did they ever?
Yeah, I think it was Get Smart was the song.
And they got together again last year. They only had one gig, unfortunately, in Melbourne, which made it, you know, life a little bit tricky to get to.
Mm.
But Bachelors from Prague, got together for a one-off gig, and so did Weddings, Parties, Anything, which is awesome.
Wow.
So, anyway.
Oh.
Yeah. All right, let's go.
Let's just move on. Let's just move on. Let's cast that disappointment aside and move on.
I know. It feels that way, doesn't it? Okay.
Yes, we're into the top six.
Top six. So the band is Big Pig.
Big Pig.
So probably not...
Wearers of overalls and nothing else.
Yes.
And caps.
Yes. And the song that I've chosen is Hungry Town, which is probably one of the ones that was their hit.
Signature song.
I know, it is.
As
signature
you say to
song.
Me, yes.
And I was going through going, I like to resist signature songs,
no.
But then I've gone, no, this is.
Well, it's a signature song for a reason. It's,
I know.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Quintessential of them.
Hmm.
I did learn something new about them, though. So one of the things I really love about this band is they're heavily percussion-based.
Mm-hmm.
So there's lots of people on drums.
Yeah, there's lots of different drummers drumming. Yeah.
Which is awesome, and it creates a really rich sound in that. So it's kind of really good fun. And it's also got Shireen, and I'm mispronouncing your surname, Shireen, and I apologise for that, Abarantha, and her vocals actually complement the percussion quite beautifully.
Hmm.
But what I didn't realise is that it was actually a creative band of an Aussie drummer called Ollie Witter who wanted to create a new sound by having seven or eight drummers drumming at the same time. And it was distinctively new. So at the time, nobody was doing anything like this.
No, well, I remember that too when Hungry Town came out and you were like, oh, wow, what is... this is very different to anything. As you said, it was the 80s, so that was okay.
Yeah, in the 80s you could do what you liked, which is just...
I do what I want.
Mm. And you can, it's reminiscent of, you know, Pentatonix and things like that, bands that are not necessarily percussion based, but they use their voice to create percussionist sounds.
Yes.
How much wine have I had?
Yeah, actually, not very much. That's the problem.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got it. We've nailed it now.
Needed another three or four like we usually do. Or a big, you know, very strong cocktail.
Yeah, we've been very tame.
Yes.
Very tame. So we're on to the top five now, Neil.
We are into the top five.
Can you believe it?
I know, right?
Quirkuary top five. Feel like I need to slow down. Feel like it's your wedding day and I've rushed through the first part. Now I need to slow down now so I can just kind of explore and,
so that,
you know, enjoy.
So we say the next one is Do,
Ray,
Me. Is that better?
Yeah, that's perfect. Thank you. So
yes.
Do, Re, Mi, again, probably not terribly obscure. So they had some hits.
They were pretty, and they went very mainstream
a bit
later.
Man Overboard and a few
Man
other.
Man Overboard was a great song.
Great song.
It's only the beginning was probably where they did that crossover into mainstream thing.
Yeah.
Deborah Conway, I love.
Yeah, I love her Deborah voice. Conway too.
She is, and I every time I see her interviewed, every time she does something, like just. She's a talented musician.
Yeah, incredibly.
Yeah, I really respect
her. And really her nice, work. I've met her.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh my God, look at you.
Exciting. She was so
Swim
sweet.
Fan.
I know. so that Trev can be playing the song while we're talking. Do Re Mi, the song that I've chosen is Warnings Moving Clockwise.
Hmm.
Ooh, what are you? Why did you choose that song? Or?
Yeah, no, well, and I guess I didn't have a whole lot of warning with these today. Normally,
no,
we give each
sorry.
Other a few days. I went,
yeah.
So I only just listened to it about an hour ago. So I've only had a minute and a half of listening and looking at the lyrics and went, it didn't grab me.
Yeah, I really like it because it feels like the song says. It feels like a warning. The song actually feels like a warning, the way that it's constructed.
Mm.
It actually makes me feel kind of anxious when I hear it because it's got the all of those things. It's like when you're about to go to a show or something and they play that, you know, get to your seat noise.
Bing, bong, bing, bong, bing,
it makes
bing,
me
bong,
so
bing,
nervous. I'm like, oh my God,
no, what's that?
They're
going to lock me out.
Exactly the way this song makes me feel that same anxious sense of like, holy shit, something bad's going to happen.
Yes. No, snaps to you, Deborah Conway and Do Re Mi.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Nice work.
Still strong, still amazing. Do you want me to tell you now where I met her?
Yes.
So she played A Day on the Green in Mudgee. She was one of the earlier artists on the list. I can't even remember who the others were on the list, but she was much earlier on the list.
Mm.
And played some of her songs from Bitch Epic, which I absolutely love, and a few other more recent stuff, and then also some Do Re Mi songs because she was, you know, one of the founders of that. And then they had, you know, Go and... Yeah, their signing stuff goes even like, oh my God, I got to see her take a photo. So exciting, just so exciting.
Yeah.
Kind of really nice.
Kind of like what I do with Katie Noonan.
Yes, yes, you stalk her.
I know,
every
right?
Time.
I know. I
so there you go, that's five.
Yes, number four.
So Kids in the Kitchen.
Kids in the Kitchen.
Good old Kids in the Kitchen.
Scott Kahn.
Yeah.
I did have a little mini crush on Scott Kahn when
did
I was
you?
A teenager, yeah.
He was a
spunk.
Absolutely. And he also seemed to be really sensitive and caring, and the lyrics in the song are beautifully constructed, and
I'm sensing a but.
Oh, yeah. There's a big but.
And you cannot lie.
And they also seemed like, you know, he really understood. He was coming from a good place, and his lyrics were beautifully constructed. But live,
but.
Maybe it's now. I don't know whether Kids in the Kitchen, when you saw them when they're in their heyday, but now he's a creepy old fucker.
Really?
Yes, he makes creepy things with his mouth,
what,
and like, he's just creepy.
What creepy? Like how creepy?
Well, he imitates. Oh gosh, Neil, you're gonna make me say it.
Say it.
He imitates oral sex.
Shocking.
Yes.
With the microphone.
No. With his fingers.
Oh, like cunnilingus.
Yes.
That's the word you're looking for.
It's not the word I was looking for. You can say
it. Oh, like that.
Yes, exactly like
okay.
that. You just did it.
That thing where you make your fingers into a V and put them either side of your mouth and stick your tongue out. That's what I just did.
Yep, that's what he just did.
Okay, so that's creepy.
So he's so creepy. He's super creepy in his life.
Yeah.
But... the song that I've chosen, I'm ignoring that now. I'm ignoring that's a Scott Kahn incarnation and I couldn't even listen to Kids in the Kitchen for ages after seeing that because I was just, that was the image in my head. It was making me ill. But I've decided to just pretend that image is not real and I've dumped it.
Take the lesson, forget the event. This is my mantra this year.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the event is forgotten, and I'm back in the Kids in the Kitchen fan club.
Yep, we're back in the 80s.
Back in the 80s.
Where he was cute, where he really understood you and only sang to you.
Well, actually, my sister introduced me to
and
the Kids
Change in
the Kitchen.
Mood. Change in Mood is the song. But
Change in Mood is the song,
but they did
have
a couple of good songs, too. Bitter Desire.
Bitter Desire is the one that my brother loves the most from Kids in the Kitchen because it's got a fantastic drum over.
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Yep, so...
Do-do-do-do. Yeah.
Yeah. So he absolutely loves that because of the opening, the Bitter Desire opening bit.
Hmm. No. Well, I'm never going to look at Scott Kahn the same way again now when I listen to the Kids in the Kitchen.
I'm so sorry. I've spoiled it.
I know, you've ruined it for everyone, you
big
ruiner.
But I do want to thank my sister for introducing me to Kids in the Kitchen, because I really do like their music. Mm. And now that that event has been erased from my mind, like me more.
Yeah. Good.
All right, let's move down to the top three. Number three.
I like this song.
Do you?
Yeah.
Good
choice. Good choice.
Oh, I've got an approval.
Thank Yay, you have a tick. Machinations, no say in it.
Yep.
Great song.
Great song.
Yep.
And the Machinations are known for very danceable songs, so they're very sort of very dance music orientated.
Well, I've got to say, this is also one of their signature songs. Mm-hmm.
It is a signature song,
it's
I know.
In Precious Way.
It was really hard. It was so hard. So I also had Precious Way, and I had another one, which I can't remember now off the top of my head.
Precious Way?
Yeah.
Was that deliberately trying to mislead people? Because I thought it was Precious Way.
Oh.
So In Your Own Precious Way, which I thought, oh, okay, that makes sense. But Pressure Sway.
I don't know what that is.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know.
Dude, what are you doing?
Doesn't
making
matter.
Me think it's something, but it's not. Was that? I want to know if that's deliberate.
It could be deliberate.
You're going to have to research that.
Yeah.
Freddie's
a dude, though.
Yeah.
Like, he's such a dude. He's so unassuming. He's like a Jimmy Somerville. He's Johnny, Jimmy?
Jimmy Somerville, yeah.
Cool. He's so unassuming. Like, if you saw him walking down the street, you would not think he's the singer of a band, like the lead singer of a band. You would think
he doesn't strut.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. He's not. He just looks like somebody's dad, you know? Like, he's just not covered
in tabs. He probably is.
I'm sure he is now, absolutely. But the Machinations just know how to create a craft a tune really, really well.
Hmm.
They're so, so good at it.
And live, you've seen them live probably many times.
Actually, only once.
Only once?
In the 80s, I was too young to go and see bands by myself.
Yeah.
So I had to convince somebody that it would be a really good idea for you to take me.
Yeah.
And that was really hard to do when, at the time, my brother was really into Kiss and stuff that I just did not like.
Yeah, no.
And he used to say to me, "What's this shit you're playing?" when I was playing my music. He's like, "What's that shit?"
High
now,
brain.
Not at all. But, you know, stuff like that. Yeah, so it was really hard to find somebody to go to. And my parents, there's no way my parents would have gone to any because they
somewhere
don't like
somewhere to see Machinations then.
Actually, somewhere at the Bridge Hotel. Roselle.
Roselle.
Yeah. It's a shitty venue. It felt like one of those places where it's a fire hazard.
They probably was.
It, honestly, I think that it's really dangerous. So I kept keeping an eye on the exits just to make sure. But I was like way, way, way away from the exit because it was right near a speaker. It was quite stressful. But I was right near the front and I wasn't going to give up my position, not for anything, not for money or love or toilet breaks or anything. So my brother was like, "Do you want a drink?" "No, I've got to keep my bladder so I don't need to go to the bathroom."
So you chose Fred over your own personal safety.
Absolutely. So that shows you how much I love the Machinations and why they're my number three.
Why you're number three. Wow. So two more that are even more important
even
than
more
that.
Important.
What would you do for them?
Oh, I don't know, actually.
Number two.
Number two, The Stems. The Stems.
The Stems. And this is one of the bands I hadn't heard of.
Oh, okay.
At all.
Oh, not at all?
Not at all.
Oh,
never.
Not even Under the Mushroom?
Nope, nothing. Nothing. I looked at their most popular songs on iTunes and went, nope, nothing.
Nothing
Insert
at all.
Insert cricket chirping noise here.
Oh, I love The Stems. So at the same time as the Sunny Boys and Upside Down, so around that sort of era, around that sort of musical...
Mm.
Genre sort of stuff. The song that I've chosen is For Always. There was a few that I had, I think I had three or four down, Under the Mushroom and a couple of others that I had there. For Always is just, it's a beautiful love song, and they're classed as a Perth alternative band, and they sound very 60s, 70s, so they sound very, that psychedelic kind of sound and phase in some of them, some of their songs. Others, you can release them today and they'll sound exactly like Temper Trap or something like that, so they're very, very much that way.
Yeah, I was a little at the risk of having a Margaret and David conversation here. I was a little underwhelmed. And that, again, because I hadn't listened to a whole album or, spent some time with them, which maybe you need to do. But I just felt some of the lyrics were a bit forced. It's like, I'm just going to say that to make it rhyme with the previous line.
Okay.
And his voice didn't really do it for me.
Right.
So that was my little, just going to... have a big poo on your number two. Your number two choice.
Okay. Well, it's better than last time. Last time, I think you hated pretty much everything that was on there.
Well, yeah. And, Some of, a lot of these I'd like, and at least there were bands I knew and songs I knew, but that one was just coming into it cold,
yeah.
Just listening to a bit of it, that song, and it didn't grab me, or it didn't make me think, wow. Some of the ones we've talked about before that I haven't heard, you go,
sure.
And you can tell, you know, listening to 2 minutes of a song, you can get a feel for it and go, you know. They did have another song which I actually listened to. Was this the one that they had a song called The Grooviest Girl in Town,
yep.
or something?
Yeah.
That was more the psychedelic stuff you were talking about. And I went, okay, actually, that's, for me, that was a little bit better. The snippet I heard, I went, I can listen to that a bit more. This one, I just thought it was trying a bit too hard to be deep and meaningful, and it didn't get there.
So the Stems, Ups and Downs, and a few of these bands were when I was at finishing off high school and just starting uni.
So are they a Sydney band or?
No, they're a Perth band.
Oh, okay.
And they were the kind of the bands, so the Hucks and Creepers and ones, the bands that kind of kept me comfortable, were there when I was going through that, you know, that. Not a difficult time. It's not a difficult time in your life, but it's a time in your life where you're kind of working out who you are and what you need to be, and whether you want to be the person that you were at school, or whether you don't want to be that person, or whether, you know, all those sorts of things. So these are the bands that were with me during that time. So for me, they're extremely personal.
They're the bands that held your hand.
Yes, they did. And I felt
said it. It's
them
okay,
there.
Quirky.
Yeah.
Come this way.
You may know the song At First Sight from them, so that may be one of the things.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, I listened to it At First Sight and I went, yeah, no.
Okay.
Still haven't heard.
Alrighty. So I don't mind. I know that my musical taste is quirky, and that is why this is.
That is why you are quirky, and this
absolutely.
Is why you're the one choosing.
Yes.
It's your month. I do what I want.
Yep, absolutely. So, yeah.
Fine.
Number
Fine.
One, though. So,
number one.
I've just spoken about how much Machinations mean and how much the Stems mean. Oh, my
so,
gosh.
So,
what could possibly,
who could possibly mean more to you than those two, except for?
Except for Spy vs. Spy.
Or Verse Spy, because
yeah, there was some issues.
Mad
with
Magazine
the,
sued them, didn't they? Because
yep,
they totes stole the name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, they did.
Yep.
So V Spy, if you want to be completely
politically
correct.
Yes.
And the song that I've chosen is Oceania, which is one of their more upbeat songs and one of the ones that's less politically charged. They have quite a few songs that are politically charged.
Yeah.
If anyone finds anything from Spy vs. Spy, just buy it for me. If it's in good condition, I will absolutely have it.
Ooh.
That Stems and Machinations. You find it
in good
condition.
You mean any vinyl album?
Any vinyl, any CDs, anything, I will buy it.
Even if you've got multiple copies already?
Yeah, it does not matter.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God, what are you going to do with it?
I just want to have it.
I just want to have it.
So Dwayne found me Shine Kids in the Kitchen on CD because they were in that period where vinyl and changing over. So I've got on vinyl. But
see,
not
now,
on.
When I randomly go into, play, you know, a record store and there's records, I can... I'm going to steal that for... I'm not going to steal that. I'm
yes.
going to
yes, please.
Get that for quick.
So, you know, any of the... You know, hey, any of the top five, go for it.
To look too, because the community radio station that I work at also has a room full of albums. They're going, yeah, we should look through all of these and probably either throw some of them out or sell them. So,
oh
Quirky
God,
is speechless.
I
can't remember the last time that happened.
No, I'm happy to help you with that.
Actually,
one for me.
I'll show you the room. You'll be like one of the kids in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh my God,
I'll just leave you in there for a little while, see what you can find, and make them an offer.
Make them an offer that goes
yeah.
with you.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yes.
By Oceania.
Yeah, Don't Tear It Down is probably my
yep.
most known or
yep.
well known. Yeah.
Yeah, Sally Ann's probably relatively well known.
I only know because I think you've had it on another.
And it will be on the social justice list.
Social justice
list. So just
list,
warning
yeah.
you, it
okay.
will be on that list going
forward.
That's
one
forward.
Of our future ones.
Future ones.
Next month.
Yeah.
Next month, we're going to be doing social
and
justice.
And Snow Blind is one I also like. And there's like another one about driving that I quite like. So I like all their songs. There's no question that I like them. And I also like the album titles. So they've got one album called Harry's Reasons. They've got another
and
one that's
their
graphics
and stuff is pretty cool too.
Yeah, yeah. And just the presence of them as a band, their band covers.
They put effort into it.
They do.
It's not just, I don't know, that'll do. Everything's kind of...
Yeah, it works really well together. And I've seen them live a few times. So I've seen them when Craig Moxon was the lead singer, which was just awesome, at the Bathurst Leagues Club.
Baff.
I know. Good old Baff.
Yeah.
That is Lee Scott. And I've also seen them when Craig Moxham wasn't the lead singer. And he literally makes it. Like, he makes... He's got...
So you're saying they're shit without Craig Moxham.
No, I didn't say that. I said he makes them. You are such a little bugger trying to pull me into a difficult situation.
Well, you just said they weren't anywhere near as good.
They're not anywhere near as good. I just said they were shit.
Okay.
Not anywhere near as good. Shit, that would be mental as anything.
No, you did.
I did. Ooh. You can see Mental as Anything once, and you do not need to see them again because the jokes are in the same spot. The songs are in exactly the same order.
You would only know that if you've seen them several times.
I have. Seen the three, thinking maybe one was an anomaly, but...
The same lineup, or was it Greedy Smith, Martin Plaza, because there was a bit of a difference?
Yeah, Greedy Smith and Martin Plaza, yep.
Because then they're both, and then...
And then, I don't know, the other band members, then... Was not important to me that time.
Yeah, but the lead singers. The other ones, yeah,
the lead singers.
But they were both in it each time you saw them.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. Love Martin Plaza still. Greedy Smith. Mm. Just same jokes, same time.
Okay.
It was just not a different show.
Because they were also very Hey Hey It's Saturday. They're on Hey Hey It's Saturday a lot. Not that I watched. I did. I'm a bit embarrassed to say I watched that a lot now too. It was a bit taggy. But anyway. Yeah. Cool. Whereas Spy vs. Spy weren't that kind of. They weren't a Hey Hey It's Saturday band at all.
No. Not unless, of course, they were going to be tearing the studio down because it was on some special site or was a heritage building or something like that. Then yeah, sure.
Yeah. Needed a message. Needed a platform for that.
But yeah. Definitely. No. Definitely not. So okay. Nice. There you go.
Oh, good.
That's my list for Quirkuary 2018.
So now I think you need to just say what you're going to do next year and then forget it for the rest of the year. So you have to listen to this podcast again.
Oh, gosh.
So that you can find out what you have to do next year.
So one of the things that I was a little bit disappointed with when I looked through my list was the lack of female representation.
I was going to mention that.
So there is only two bands that have some females in them. So Big Pig and Do Re Mi. Mm-hmm. So when I look at that list, I'm like, that's wrong. Now, obviously, the industry means that around that time, they weren't being promoted as much as other artists as well. So there's other implications to that. So I feel like I need to balance it out by having a kick-ass females version.
Favorite Aussie females.
Yeah. Mm. Favorite Aussie females.
That's a good one.
Oh my God. Chrissy Amplett. Yes.
How many to choose from?
Oh my God, there's so many.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah, but then in lots of the bands that you like, in lots of your bands, for example, they would be predominantly male too.
Yeah, there's a fair few males. Yep.
Mm.
Yep. Mm. It's what we get exposed to as well.
Well, that's it too. Yeah. As you say, the industry wasn't. Women probably had to work a lot harder to make it to the top of the pile. Yeah,
and they still do. So, you know, you see lineups of festivals and there'll be, there'll be one or two women on that whole lineup. And you kind of think, how is that even possible considering the amount of really good female artists out there?
Mm.
But then it's no different to the speaking circuit where you have a whole heap of incredibly brilliant speakers, and yet all the ones they seem to trot out all the time are the men. Not that there's anything wrong with the speakers.
Not that there's anything wrong with
men. No, there's not. But, it's a symptom of a broader thing. So I was kind of, as I was going through, I'm like, man, that's really disappointing. There's only two girls in that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I need to kick it up with some, kick-ass females.
There you go. Instead of feeling joyous at the end of your list, now you're feeling guilty and shameful and all those sorts of things. Lovely.
Well, I was feeling guilty and shameful when I pulled it together, but I am still feeling joyous.
Spy, it's your little happy place.
Machinations. Kids in the kitchen. They kept me warm. They kept me comforted. They kept me sane.
And that's all that matters.
Okay, thank you very much for letting 12. Me be indulged for Quirkuary 2018.
You're most welcome and happy Quirkuary.
Thank you. And on to other groovy stuff. Mm-hmm. Not groovier, because this is like groovier's, but
I know
groovier stuff.
Our next one's just before Australia Day.
I know.
We have got our Bogan national anthems.
How awesome is it? It's been in the bag for a while, this one, so we're really, really excited
Excited about this one. So look out for that one coming up next. I hope you enjoyed this. Let us know what you think about
it. Yes, please. We always
love feedback.
Yes.
Yes. Good.
Yay.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye.
See ya.